talk a little bit about limiting beliefs for a moment, because these are the invisible chains that hold us back, the little voices in our heads that tell us that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not worthy enough. I worked with an aspiring entrepreneur once who believed he was too old to start a business at 45. Can you believe that? 45? We spent some time unpacking that belief, questioning where it came from and whether it was really true. And once we challenged it, once he realized that it was just a story he had been telling himself, everything changed. Within a year, he had launched a successful startup. And you want to know what? He's thriving right now, loving every minute of his new career.
Welcome to Mindset Reinvented. I'm Jack Trauma. Join me each week as we explore emotional well-being, relationships, health, and prosperity. Get ready to thrive.
As Alan Watts used to say, the only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Hey friends, it's great to be back with you again. You know, I am here in Portugal, enjoying the incredible energy of this place. And it's got me thinking, have you ever felt like you're stuck in a rut, going through the motions, but not really moving forward? Maybe you're wrestling with a big decision or feeling held back by something you can't quite put your finger on. Well, let me tell you, you're not alone, not by a long shot. And today, we're going to dive into what it really takes to get unstuck so that you can start living the life of your dreams. But before we jump in, I want you to know that this is not going to be your typical rah-rah session. We're going to get real and we're going to get personal. And we're going to explore some ideas that might just change the way that you think about problem solving. I was chatting with Janine the other day. She owns this charming little cafe here in Lisbon. And we got to talking about life, as you do over a good cup of coffee. And she shared something that really struck a chord with me. For years, Janine told me that she'd been stuck in a corporate job that she absolutely hated. And she dreamed of opening up her own business. But the fear of failure kept her paralyzed. And I don't know if that sounds familiar to you or not, but it reminded me of a client of mine, Sarah, back in New York. And I remember sitting with her one day as she showed me this notebook. It was filled to the brim with pros and cons, lists about her leaving her job, pages and pages of analysis. But she was no closer to making a decision than when she started. And so here's the thing. Janine and Sarah are not alone. I've seen this pattern play out time and time again with friends, with clients, and even in my own life. We all face moments where we feel stuck, where the path forward isn't very clear. But what if I told you that feeling stuck isn't the problem? What if it's actually an opportunity in disguise? So let's talk about the various ways the typical approach to problem solving is. Because there's a whole spectrum of methods out there, from time-tested traditional approaches to cutting-edge techniques. On one end, we have conventional methods like making lists, weighing out our options, or even seeking advice from friends and family. And these can be great starting points and often provide valuable insights. But then there's the professional help, and many turn to therapists or counselors, and for good reason. These experts can offer profound guidance and support that you need. In fact, we've had some amazing therapists on the show who have shared their incredible insights. Now, self-help books and courses are yet another popular route, and they can be a treasure trove of knowledge, offering strategies that have helped countless numbers of people solve their challenges. On the other end of the spectrum, we have newer, more innovative approaches. Coaching, for example, has exploded in popularity recently, and some of our past guests have been coaches who use cutting-edge techniques to help clients achieve rapid breakthroughs. And let's not forget about the holistic methods that integrate mind and body, or even tech-based solutions like AI-driven personal development apps. So the thing is, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. What works wonders for one person might not click for another. Take my friend Tom, for example. Tom spent 3 years in therapy working through some deep-seated issues. For him, that long-term, in-depth approach was exactly what he needed. On the flip side, I've seen clients make massive shifts in just a few focused coaching sessions using some of the more newer, more rapid techniques. So the key is finding what resonates with you best, and it might be a traditional approach. It could be a cutting-edge method, or even a combination of the two. And what I've found, even in my own journey and through conversations with our guests on this show, is that often the most powerful transformations happen when we're open to exploring different approaches and integrating them into various techniques. The most important thing is to keep an open mind and be willing to explore what works best for you. Now, while all these methods have their place, it's important to recognize that they can often sometimes fall short. They can be slow, really slow, and sometimes they don't get to the heart of the matter. And it's kind of like trying to fix a leaky pipe by mopping up the water. Sure, you're doing something, but are you really solving the problem? And here's the kicker. Sometimes these methods can actually keep us stuck. We get so caught up in analyzing and planning that we never actually take action. So what if we looked at our problems differently? What if instead of just using our heads, we also turned into our hearts? Now, I worked with a client recently, Alex. Alex came to me convinced that he needed a complete career change. He had a spreadsheet, personality test results, the works. But when we dug deeper, when we really listened to what his heart was telling him, we discovered something quite surprising. Alex didn't need a new career. What he was really craving was more meaning in his current role. And that shift perspective, it changed everything for him. So instead of throwing away years of experience and starting over, Alex found a way to bring more purpose into his work. And let me tell you, the transformation was incredible. Now, here's the thing that most people miss. We're often solving the wrong problem. I had a client once who was convinced that she needed to lose weight to be happy. And she tried every diet under the sun, but nothing seemed to work. But as we dug deeper, we realized that weight wasn't really the issue. What she really needed was to build self-confidence. The weight was just a symptom of a deeper problem. Now, once we identified the real issue, everything changed. She started focusing on self-love and building confidence. And you know what? The weight started melting off naturally. It all boils down to this: asking the right questions. You know, a friend of mine in a toxic relationship for years, she kept asking herself, how can I make this work? But that question kept her trapped in a cycle of trying to fix something that was fundamentally broken. And it wasn't until she finally asked, do I deserve better, that things started to change. And that one question shifted her entire perspective, and it gave her the courage to make change. The quality of our questions determines the quality of our lives. It is simple as that. Now, what if I told you there were ways to make breakthroughs in record time? Methods that can help you unlock your potential faster than you ever thought possible. And I've seen clients make more progress in a few focused sessions than they did in years of traditional therapy or of self-help. Are you feeling stuck watching your dreams slip away? What if you could transform your life in just 20 minutes?
Mindset Reinvented is launching a revolutionary coaching program that rewires your subconscious, breaking through the invisible barriers holding you back. Don't miss this chance to reclaim your potential. Join the waitlist now at mindsetreinvented.com/coaching. Your breakthrough awaits. Be first in line when we launch.
It's like upgrading from dial-up to a high-speed internet connection. It's the same destination, but you get there a lot faster. And let me tell you, there's nothing quite like the feeling of seeing someone have that aha moment when everything suddenly clicks into place. So let's shift focus and talk a little bit about limiting beliefs for a moment. Because these are the invisible chains that hold us back, the little voices in our heads that tell us that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not worthy enough. I worked with an aspiring entrepreneur once who believed he was too old to start a business at 45. Can you believe that? 45? We spent some time unpacking that belief, questioning where it came from and whether it was really true. And once we challenged it, once he realized that it was just a story he had been telling himself, everything changed. Within a year, he had launched a successful startup. And you want to know what? He's thriving right now, loving every minute of his new career. Here's something that doesn't get talked about enough, and that's our emotions. They play a huge role in how we tackle problems. I had a client, a brilliant woman, who was constantly clashing with her team at work. She came to me frustrated, convinced that everyone else was the problem. But as we worked together, she realized that she wasn't managing her own emotions effectively. She was letting stress and anxiety drive her behavior. And it was like pushing people away. And it wasn't until she learned to recognize and manage her own emotions that she became an effective leader. And the change in her team, night and day. On the topic of mindset, what this show is all about, adopting a growth mindset, is a total game changer. I had a friend once who always said, "I am not good with money." It was like a mantra for her. Her financial situation reflected that belief. But when she started viewing financial skills as something that she could learn and improve rather than a fixed trait, her whole relationship with money transformed. She went from constantly stressed out about bills to confidently managing her finances and even starting to invest, all because she changed the way that she thought about her abilities. We don't solve problems in a vacuum. The people around us have a massive impact on our growth and our ability to overcome challenges. One of my clients, David, he was struggling with quitting smoking. He tried everything. He tried patches, gum, you name it, but nothing seemed to stick. And it was only until he changed his social circle, surrounding himself with people who supported his goal and didn't smoke themselves, that he finally kicked the habit for good. And sometimes the environment that we're in can keep us stuck. And also, changing that environment is sometimes the key to unlocking our full potential. Do you want to know the real secret to big changes? It's the small, incremental, consistent actions. I had another client who dreamed of running a marathon, but when she started, she couldn't even run a mile without getting winded. So she ended up starting small, really small, just 5 minutes of running a day. That's it. And you know what? A year later, she crossed that marathon finish line. So it's not about making huge leaps. It's about taking small steps consistently in the right direction. And let's talk about failure for a moment, because here is the absolute truth. Setbacks are a part of the journey. It's how we handle them that matters the most. A friend of mine, a business owner, lost a major client once. He was devastated. He was convinced that his business was doomed. But you know what? That failure pushed him to diversify his client base. It made him realize he'd been too dependent on one source of income. And in the end, that setback made his business stronger and more resilient. So it's not about avoiding failure. It's more about learning from it, growing from it, and using it as a stepping stone to something much, much better. Now let's talk about something that can also be a real game changer, self-compassion. Now, I've worked with another client who was an absolute perfectionist. She was paralyzed by fear of making mistakes, always beating herself up for every little misstep. And we spent some time working on self-compassion, learning to treat herself with the same kindness and respect that she'd offer a good friend. And let me tell you, the transformation was amazing. Once she learned how to be gentle with herself, to forgive her own mistakes, she started to try new things. And she began to tap in her own potential that she never knew existed. So as we wrap up today, guys, I hope that these stories have sparked some new ideas for you. Maybe they've even challenged some of your assumptions about problem solving. Because the challenges that we face are all universal. Whether you're in Lisbon or you're in Los Angeles, we all struggle with feeling stuck sometimes. But here's the kicker. While these problems are universal, how we identify them and most importantly, release them is the biggest differentiator in our lives. So it's not about having all the answers. It's more about being open to a new perspective, new approaches, because it's all about being willing to do the dance with change, as Alan Watts said. And here's the exciting part. This is just the beginning. In the coming weeks, we're going to be doing a deep dive into these concepts. We'll explore more powerful techniques that can help you identify and release problems in record time. In fact, I've been working on something really special. It's going to be a coaching opportunity with me directly, designed to help you understand what problems are holding you back, and then releasing them from your being for good. It's not quite ready yet, but stay tuned. I'll be sharing more details very, very soon. And I cannot wait to see how it might transform your life. So friends, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your stories with us. We're all in this growth journey together. Until next time, keep exploring, keep your mind open, keep growing, and be kind to yourself. And remember, it's all about reinventing your mindset. Bye for now.
If you like this episode of Mindset Reinvented, please subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcasts from. It helps more than you know. Thanks. See you next time.